We are going to see the inclusion of a cafeteria, an information desk, an interpretation center. We are going to see a cultural and creative center established as well there to provide live entertainment. We are going to even move into virtual reality, where we are going to augment a lot of the post-independence operation of the fort. And we're going to do it visually through technology. So that when you go to the fort, you're going to get a virtual experience as how the fort operated during its time of operation, with the cannons thrown inland and all of the wars that took place between the Garifuna and the Kalinago and the British. All of these things which we're referring to are within a business plan that is being put together by some consultants to properly develop the management and an operational plan of the fort on its completion in terms of the restorative work.